They had thrown the hood over him the second he had appeared, tackling him and literally beating him into submission. Dorvin had passed out and had only recently awakened to find his wrist tied together and the hood still firmly in place over his head. When they pulled it off him, the light was so bright it hurt his eyes. His vision cleared, and he found himself looking up into a blue, beautiful female face. Rikari Kem. He blinked, utterly disbelieving. Surely he was still unconscious.
Win Dorvin, Roki purred. I confess, this is a surprise, but a happy one. You have served two chiefs of state, and I think others that we do not know about yet.
Still smiling, she bent down and cupped his battered face in her hand, turning his head up to face her.
You know things, don't you? Things that may prove very useful to me. Do be sure, Win, that I will learn what you know, who you know, what you have seen, one way or another. I may even permit you to live, if you learn to love me.
Her smile, beautiful and sweet and kind, an utter lie, widened and widened. It stretched across her face, too large for it, nearly reaching her ears. Her skin paled. Her eyes began to sink back into their sockets. Her hair turned from blue-green and shiny to pale yellow, growing long, longer, all the way down to her feet. The hand that grasped his chin in a grip that would not release became slick, tiny tentacles forcing him to stare into her eyes. Eyes that looked like tiny stars in a black hole. And he understood the full disaster that was about to unfold. Abeloth and the lost tribe of the Sith had come to Coruscant and were running the Galactic Alliance.